here with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Our first stop this hour is in Monroe County, where a timber investment company seeks to build an industrial sand operation. A two-year battle to build a frac sand plant on 16 acres of rare wetlands in Monroe County is coming to a head this spring. A Milwaukee judge will decide if the Department of Natural Resources followed the law when it approved the project last year. As Rich Kramer reports, DNR staff say they were forced by agency leaders to approve the wetland permit despite objections and a lack of information from the company.
Atlanta-based Meteor Timber's plan to build a sand mine and rail loading facility near the town of Millston in Monroe County includes filling more than 13 acres of rare white pine red maple swamp. The plan would reportedly fill more wetlands than any other frac sand facility in the state. And former DNR wetland ecologist Pat Truckles says these are some of the most exceptional wetlands she's ever seen.
This was a very large fill, a very high quality wetland. And in the past, that's enough reason to say no and to deny a permit.
Despite reservations among staff, the DNR approved Meteor's permit last May. Spokesman Jim Dick declined to comment, but emails obtained through an open records request show scientists were frustrated by a lack of information from the company and tight internal deadlines. Truckles says they were expected to approve Meteor's permit no matter what, told what questions they could ask, and given limits for groundwater monitoring wells at the site.
I don't know who made the decision. It was always like somebody from 8th floor is saying, we can only have so many wells.
What is 8th floor?
That's our administration. Like Kathy Stepp.
Emails show that Meteor Timber attorney John Bailing communicated with DNR administrators, including former Deputy Secretary Kurt Thiede. Bailing, who is also president of the UW System Board of Regents, has worked with dozens of frac sand operations in western Wisconsin. He says he worked with the DNR at all levels during a permitting process in which he submitted more than 5,000 pages.
It's a comprehensive proposal. Everyone from the DNR has been welcome. And consequently, we talked to all the stakeholders that deal with wetlands in terms of the importance of this project and the benefits it brings to the state.
Meteor Timber says the project will be a net environmental benefit for Wisconsin because the company plans to convert cranberry beds into more than 30 acres of hardwood swamp and preserve 296 acres of wetlands on the property. Meteor has also pledged to preserve 180 acres of wetlands on another parcel nearby. Bailing says the project will create 100 jobs and make annual payments to nearby towns. Even before the DNR approved Meteor's wetland permit, environmental law firms Clean Wisconsin and Midwest Environmental Advocates said they would challenge it on behalf of members of the Ho-Chunk Nation.
And this was one permit that we looked at, and there was just giant red flags associated with it.
That's Clean Wisconsin Program Director Amber Meyer-Smith. She says one red flag was missing information about soil and water movement where Meteor plans to create wetlands. Smith says those things are usually considered before a permit is issued. With Meteor's permit held up in court, a company lobbyist was working the halls of the state capitol. In a pair of late-night maneuvers, a Republican assemblyman from southeastern Wisconsin added amendments to unrelated bills to exempt Meteor Timber from state wetland regulations. Smith says it's an example of the type of corporate citizen Meteor wants to be.
Meteor Timber went to the legislature and asked for special legislation to bypass this entire legal process. And that's really troubling, and that is a part of the process that I think speaks to what has happened with this permit all along.
But Meteor Timber Director of Real Estate Chris Mathis says his company has already gone above and beyond in working with state regulators and local governments. He says the legislature was right to try to get this project moving.
The appeal process can be lengthy and time-consuming. We've been at this for a very long time, and we think that because of the environmental benefits that our project creates, the economic benefits for the local economies, and the local support that we have for our project, that it's worthy of consideration.
The Meteor amendments never made it to a vote in the state Senate. Republican Senator Rob Coles of Green Bay opposed the measures, calling them outrageous. The administrative law judge could rule on Meteor Timber's wetland permit by the end of the month. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And Rich Kramer is here now to look further into this. Rich, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So what led to the case before a Milwaukee judge? Who filed challenges?
So it was a group of citizens, residents of the Ho-Chunk Nation, and it was also basically the parties that actually brought it to court were environmental law groups, Clean Wisconsin, and Midwest Environmental Advocates. So these residents petitioned But basically, these environmental law firms are doing all of the legal work.
So what was straightforward about the conditions of the wetland permit issued by the DNR, and perhaps what was abnormal?
Well, you know, I'm not an expert on these things, but what I have seen from the permits that I have covered, as I've covered industrial sand mining in western Wisconsin, the things you normally see are conditions like you have to notify the DNR when you begin and end construction. You have to submit certain information related to the start and stop of the project, etc. But what Midwest Environmental Advocates and Clean Wisconsin pointed out is that this permit had conditions requesting pretty basic information, they say, about soil conditions, about water movement in the part of the property that the timber company wanted to turn into a wetland, that they would like to use as a replacement of what they filled to build their plant.
So Meteor says they would be creating 100 jobs and there would be payments to towns. Do we know any details on what they mean by payments to towns?
Yeah, absolutely. So the towns of Grant and Knapp, so the town of Knapp is in Jackson County. That would be where the sand mine is located. And then 14 miles down the road in the town of Grant, which I believe is in Monroe County, both of those towns will get $100,000 each annually. And I talked with the on the accompanying web version of this story, I talked to the town board chair for the town of Knapp, and he said this will basically double their budget, which will help them be able to do some road upgrades. They've got a lot of sand roads, and in the spring those sand roads are kind of unusable, so they say they want to upgrade those to gravel and eventually use the excess money coming from Meteor Timber to eliminate the town tax for residents.
And so Meteor is taking cranberry bogs, converting to hardwood swamp. Is that a good transition there?
Well, it's, you know, remains to be seen if it'll work or not. Some of the folks at the DNR seem skeptical. The environmental groups are very skeptical that it will work. So when a company wants to fill a wetland, they've got certain options. They have to first avoid and minimize the impact, but if they claim and can prove that they can't do their project anywhere else, they either have to buy credits at a mitigation bank, which is a place where someone will build a wetland and then they'll sell these credits, or kind of as a last resort, the company is allowed to build its own wetlands, basically. So that's what Meteor wants to do here, since it's going to fill these 16 acres of wetlands, including 13 acres of white pine, red maple swamp. The company plans to turn cranberry beds that are on the property and basically flood them, add some different soils, and do some things to spur the growth of red maple and white pine trees and try to turn that into the kind of wetland that it's destroying, basically. So, you know, if it works, it's a home run for everybody, but there are some reservations that it might not be able to work because the soil where the swamp is, the naturally occurring swamp, there's 17 inches of organic material, good muck, that is needed for these things. The plan that Meteor has would put about 6 to 10 inches, I think, of muck. And Pat Truckle of the DNR, who retired in January, basically said this kind of restoration's never been done before, so it remains to be seen if it will work.
So what's next? When will we know the results of the contested case hearing?
Well, it's hard to say, but parties, you know, some of the attorneys involved say that it could be as early as the end of April. So February 20th was when the first hearings were. There is a lot of information to go through. I did my best to go through most of it for this story. I mean, we're talking thousands of pages. And and so the environmental groups also have emails and records. They've done an open records request on their own. So a lot of information to consider, but I've heard that possibly by the end of April we'll know whether the judge will strike it down or not, that being the DNR permit. Other than that, I don't know what else could happen here.
And, Rich, finally, there was this legislative push affixed through an amendment. Is that dead? Could that still be alive?
That's another big question mark. Basically, since it seems we've had a lot of possible, you know, special sessions and emergency sessions where the legislature just all of a sudden comes back to pass a raft of bills. This legislation that the amendment was tacked onto the last time in March, at the end of March, it's dead. I mean, it didn't get taken up. The state senate is adjourned. The state assembly is adjourned. So legislation, if it does come back through, would have to happen when the new session starts, and that would be after the elections.
Well, Rich, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Rich Kramer is a Wisconsin Public Radio reporter based in Eau Claire, and he joined us to offer the latest news on a contested DNR permit on wetland loss for frac sand development. Coming up after the news, we'll take a look at 11 bills signed into law that last week that impact the foster care system. That's on the Ideas Network. News is next.